How do economic policies shape markets, and what unintended effects can they have? From environmental regulation and agricultural subsidies to a competition in the automotive industry and the allocation of airport slots. These questions are at the heart of this year's winning papers of the Young Economic Essay Award. The award recognizes outstanding research by young economists and is presented in connection with the EUE conference at ZEW Mannheim. In this episode, ZEW economist Bernhard Gangelmeier is joined by this year's three award winners, Emma Dupuis, Alejandro Zabal, and Sebastian Bauer. Together, they take a closer look at their research. Welcome to the ZEW podcast, Wirklich Wirtschaft.
ZEW, Wirklich Wirtschaft, kompakt. Ein Podcast des Leibniz-Zentrums für europäische Wirtschaftsforschung in Mannheim.
I have the three winners of this year's Young Economist Essay Award with me today. The award is the best paper award at the EERI conference for researchers under the age of 35 and less than 5 years after their PhD defense. Alejandro Zabal is assistant professor at the University of Chicago. Sebastian Bauer is assistant professor at Universidad Carlos III in Madrid. And Emma Dupuis is assistant professor at Sciences Po in Paris. Alejandro, Sebastian, Emma, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I want to use this time and the setting to just talk a little bit about your papers. First of all, congratulations on the prize. Alejandro, in your paper, Product Entry in the Global Automobile Industry, you study dynamics in the automotive industry. Tell us a bit more about it.
Yeah, so I started this paper because I was interested in understanding spillovers across countries. I think, in a multinational industry, like the car industry, it is natural that policies implemented in one country have global repercussions, of course, through how firms respond to the policy. And one of the most important decisions that car makers have to make is which products to develop and in which markets to sell each of the products that they develop. But when I wanted to study this question, I realized that if you want to study product entry in a setting with differentiated products and firms, you know, facing consumers with heterogeneous preferences, things become tricky very quickly. And there's primarily two reasons why that's the case. One of them is that entry games like these can have multiple equilibria, and these multiple equilibria are like intrinsic to entry games. There could be an equilibrium in which I enter and Sebastian doesn't, or vice versa, right? And this is really part of the economics of entry games. So we clearly want to do like policy counterfactuals in a way that accounts for this feature of the entry games. And the other key challenge is that even if we could solve for the entry, even if we wanted to solve for all the entry equilibria, it quickly becomes computationally infeasible to solve for all of that because of all the possible combinations that arise. And so one of the key contributions of the paper is to develop a method to solve and estimate product entry games in which there's many heterogeneous firms facing consumers with heterogeneous preferences. And then I take this method and I study basically what happens when the United States implements policies that protect their local brands with subsidies like Buy American subsidies. And I assess the impact of those subsidies implemented in the United States car market on the global car industry. And I find important spillovers, particularly when these subsidies are implemented on the production rather than the consumer side.
Fascinating. Timely topic. Emma, your paper is entitled Unintended Environmental Policies, the Impact of European Agricultural Subsidies on Pollution. Now, with the public debate over the next EU budget just getting off the ground, that is an ever-timely topic. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah, sure. So when we think about environmental industrial policy, we usually think about designing regulations that are aimed at curbing emissions or other forms of harmful pollution coming from industrial pollution, like carbon taxes. But when we design industrial policies for industries with large environmental externalities, it's actually pretty easy for them to also end up having environmental consequences, even though it's not in the mind of the policymakers when they design these policies. And so here an example is like trade tariffs that tend to be higher for more upstream industries that are more carbon intensive. And this leads to a negative carbon tax that's harmful for climate change mitigation. And so in this paper, my question is, what can different forms of production subsidies do to the environment when they are implemented in the polluting industries where producers are heterogeneous both in terms of their profitability but also in their propensity to pollute? And I apply this question to the context of the EU Common Agricultural Policy, which is the EU's largest industrial policy, which has accounted for about 45% of the entire EU budget since 1980. And here the stakes are that EU agriculture is maybe the most polluting industry of the EU, And it's also an industry which has had a very hard time to become greener over time. It's like really hard to regulate pollution in agriculture, and there's a lot of resistance from suppliers as well here. And so my question is, what do these large subsidies, which are mostly not designed to impact the environment, end up doing to the environment? Here I focus on chemical use, fertilizers and pesticides in the grain markets as the main source of environmental pollution coming out of agriculture. And I show that producers differ a lot in their propensity to pollute in a way that's correlated to their overall profitability. Specifically here, large, more profitable farms tend to pollute more. And so given all of this, CAP subsidies actually end up having surprising positive effects on the environment. And there's two main reasons for that. The first is that most of current CAP subsidies to farms are a subsidy to land use, and that incentivizes farms to use relatively more land and less chemicals in production, which makes production relatively greener. But then on top of this, CAP subsidies can also favor the market participation of small farms by making agriculture sufficiently profitable for them. And so in that case, they can also engineer a reallocation of production towards producers that are maybe less efficient, but also greener, and that's going to end up having a positive effect for the environment.
That's good news. That really is good news. At some point, regulation having positive effect on the environment. Thank you. This paper has enormous policy relevance. It's also the reason it was awarded the Paul Jarosky Prize for the mostly public policy relevant paper by a young researcher at ERIE. Moving from environmentally friendly policy to an industry that's not always seen as very environmentally friendly, Sebastian, your paper, Competition and Welfare in Airport Slot Allocation, is another mobility-related paper, similar to Alejandro's. So what is the state of competition in the aviation industry? What do you show in your paper?
Yeah, so in my paper, I study the problem of airport congestion, in particular with a focus on Europe, where this is a very acute problem, as we all know. And the way we currently deal with that is we allocate the available capacity in the form of slots, landing and takeoff slots. And as long as an airline uses their slots at least 80% of the time during a given year, they get to automatically keep them for next year. And if they don't, they lose them and those get reallocated by an independent coordinator. And there have been calls that this system may lead airlines to fly unnecessary flights, both to keep competition out, but also to make sure they have the option value for the future. And as a result, there have been calls for changing this non-market system into a market-based system like an auction, auctioning off these slots at regular intervals. So in my paper, what I study is what would happen if we replace the current system with its 80% usage requirement with an auction-based system. And I do this through a dynamic model of airline competition and consumer welfare calibrated to the European Union. And what I find is while the current system leads to misallocation, that is, there are some slots that are in the hands of airlines that are not the best users in terms of efficiency for those slots. There's also a second effect, which is that this is an industry with market power. Airlines have market power. And if they left to their own devices, what they would like to do is constrict output to raise prices. And these usage requirements, what they do is they essentially induce airlines to fly more than what they otherwise would. And to sell those extra seats, they have to lower fares. And as a result, if we replace the current system with its 80% usage rule with auctions at regular intervals, we would eliminate that dynamic incentive, and therefore airlines would respond by reducing output. And the second effect is so strong that it actually trumps the first one. And as a result, if we replace the current system with an auction, we would actually be worse off. So completely unintended, the current system is actually delivering a benefit to consumers.
Oh, that's fascinating. Another paper with unintended consequences. This year's conference, this year's award papers were those unintended award papers. Thanks a lot. I hope you all have the chance to attend more ERIE conferences in the future. Is this the first time you're here? Y'all first offenders or already repeat offenders? First time I see nodding.
The first time, yes. Yeah,
for me, right. Yes.
So I hope to see you all again next year. We're in Italy. It'll be a little warmer than this year in Mannheim. Alejandro, Emma, Sebastian, thanks a lot for chatting with me today. Enjoy the rest of the conference and enjoy the rest of your stay in Mannheim.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. This was the ZEW podcast Wirklich Wirtschaft with Emma Dupuis, Alejandro Sabal and Sebastian Bauer, recorded on the occasion of the 2026 ERIE Annual Conference in Mannheim. You can find more information about the conference and research at ZEW on our website, as well as in the show notes and our social media channels. Thank you for listening and see you next time.